The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I heard the gentle call of Oscar's nose in the distance.
Sniffle,
knew it was time to start the show. You know what I think it is? Fall onset allergies.
No, it's a dog taking over your home. He gets warm really easy, so the AC's on all the time.
Oh, the dog?
Oh, God.
He's throwing off some heat.
I love my dog, but he's not paying the air conditioning.
He is. He's a drain on your finances.
Well, he can get cozy if he wants to.
Right.
He can throw on a couple sweaters.
Dog sweaters. Yeah. You know what? He'll come in handy in the winter.
Yeah.
He'll throw off some heat. By that time, he'll be big. He'll be like a space heater.
I guess my point being is this. If he wants to go lay under the vent or on top of the vent, that's possible.
Right.
Just because he wants to be next to mama all the time where it's warm and we have like a hot spot. And not that type of hot spot, you animals.
Yeah. Find the hot spots.
Just because he can't handle being away from mom doesn't mean my bills have to go up.
You don't, and you wouldn't want to put him in the fridge.
Yeah. And what's his ROI these days? He licks me twice and goes away.
That's nothing.
That's like marriage after 20 years. At least you know where you're at. Hey, you want to call Charles Corral? He's on the road
again.
Let's
call him. Yeah. On the Florida Trail, I think we coined it yesterday, right?
Oh, no, dysentery.
Yes.
What was that computer game?
The Oregon Trail.
The Oregon Trail, that's right. He's suffering from the most grievous of maladies. Calling Mike live. He's in his car. Two-car trip.
Yes.
Do you suppose Mike is in the front car or Carla's in the lead
car? He's leading. He's got
Mike, are you leading?
I'm leading.
You're on the air, by the way, Mike.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Dynamite.
How's Clark doing? From Lewis and Clark.
All right. Well, if he doesn't, Oscar, I never wait. Get into the ring. Let me start. I'm glad Oscar started. So let me explain the 2-day trip that we're taking, not a 3-day trip. I know it might appear to be a 3-day trip.
Right.
We'll take you through the chronology and then await your humble apology.
Okay.
So the deal is that I find out Saturday evening that we have power.
Power.
I get very, very excited. I make the decision at that point, we're going to get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
We were really up in the air whether we were going to leave on Sunday or I was going to come back into D.C. on Monday until we were 100% we had power. There was a chance we may leave on Sunday in the event that we didn't have power, but we weren't going to take that chance. So I find out Saturday, I was out with her mom. We get on the road by about 12:30, 1 o'clock on Sunday. That is a half a day of driving, and that is why we ended up in Fayetteville and not Savannah, Georgia. So we were much further away on our first evening. Last night, we got into the Gainesville, Florida area, roughly 8 o'clock at night, which means right now I've got about 3 hours and 40 minutes. But that's why there were 2 nights, and I'm driving a half day today, a little less than a half day today, as opposed to 3 days!
I apologize, Mr. O'Mara.
How was Gainesville?
Chad made it to Arizona in 2 days.
He listened.
He does.
And I'll listen today too, pal.
Pal is a word that means friend.
I'm on hands free. Does it sound like crap? Because I can go off hands free.
No, you sound great. You sound great.
Safety is paramount,
and you sound good.
Yeah, are you wearing your helmet?
No, but I should be. I'm very. I was ready to go this morning. Mrs. O'Meara is a phenomenal traveler. She truly is. She is truly a great traveler. And this morning was one of the rare mornings where I was the one motivating her to get moving.
Oh.
And so we're probably a little later than I would have liked to be. There were actually, you know, we debated as to whether we would get into Fort Myers at 10:15, 11 o'clock last night. But there are two things. They tell you to be careful when you're driving down there now on the back roads. And the second thing is, I wanted to have my eyes open when I went in here. And I got to tell you what the most striking observance of this trip has been, and that is stunning the amount of power trucks that gratefully I see going north now. I've never seen anything like it. You know, they've got Florida Power and Light now has restored power to 4 million people, and I don't want to overstate it. I don't want to sound schmaltzy, but I have to say this. If you don't think this country is pretty incredible, just imagine in your mind what it must be like, the endeavor it must be like, not from people within the state, but from people around the country, to get 4 million people back online with power. I think, you know, I figured it out when I saw these trucks. I'm driving now on 75 South, and I don't go a mile without 2, 3, 4, 5 power trucks coming back up north. This must have been some truly amazing effort on their part to get the state functional. It's a little scary. We just filled up with gas, and the Waze app came on and said, do you have gas at this location? So we're still in a state that's a little bit
locked.
And, of course, we were pretty terrified by the Maria situation, and I tell you, you'll never think of a hurricane the same when you've been impacted by one. And that's why for the people of Puerto Rico and anybody in our listening audience that has friends and family down there, say a prayer or collective consciousness for those people down there. It's pretty amazing.
Mike, we didn't get a chance to talk about this. Speaking of fuel, even those with electric cars, for example, when the hurricane hit and even during this time now when people were in recovery mode, the company Tesla actually they extended the range of the batteries of some of these vehicles to make sure that they had enough juice because there's no power. Where are you going to recharge?
So what did they do? Did they lower the output so you can go further but with less power?
Well, there's probably a nice sweet spot of where you can go where you can say this is your mile range.
Sure,
but so they extended it to give people more time to either get out or move around.
It's
crazy, right?
And they did that online, right?
Yeah. Over the air, which makes you think, why don't they just extend it for everybody?
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah, on my Tesla, I left clicked and downloaded air conditioning.
you know what? I am just saying, I'm thankful right now. I'm feeling amazingly emotional today, just looking at what I'm looking at driving through. I'm not even in Tampa yet, and we don't know what we're going to see. So it's weird. You know, I've been...
Is it progressively really more torn up as the further south you get? Can you see it developing? Or
Right now, the only thing I've seen, and we've gone through Jacksonville, across the state to Gainesville, now we're on 75, coming down the western part of the state. The only thing I've seen is a lot of water. There's a lot of flooding that you can see from the highway. You know, not a lot of tree damage yet. There's the occasional tree that's down, so we haven't gotten into the real thick of it yet, but it'll be interesting to see what happens when I get down there. It's weird. It's a weird feeling. You know, today's not... I thought I'd be doing cartwheels, getting back to my house and all this. I'm, I don't know.
Melancholy?
You feel like you're going to go in and take an exam for a major class. You don't know... You don't know what really you're going to expect.
Right.
So it's more, not melancholy as much as it's just nervous. But as I told you, Oscar, that Nest Cam that you sent me was my little barometer to be online down there where I am. So the fact that not only power, but having us online down there, I'm just I'm grateful. It's a feeling of gratitude. And, you know, when you're away from the situation, you don't have power, I think you end up getting more bitchy than if you're down there in the teeth of it. And I look forward to seeing my friends and finding out what that was like. And I'll tell you, I don't know what we would have done if we had Maria coming right over the peninsula again. I mean, I know this is the season. This may not be our first tropical storm or hurricane that we deal with even this year. You have to be a realist about that. But the idea of finally getting back in the car and driving down and then maybe having one come in this weekend was, that was going to be real tough to get Mrs. O'Mara to stay in the state after that. If
sure.
That happened.
Yeah,
I agree. It's probably crazy. Taxing emotionally as well.
It's been weird. It's been a weird little situation, and I think I'm glad to be going back, but I'm worried about what I'm going to see.
Well, you have to take some comfort. I mean, just as a survival mechanism, the fact that the worst is behind you.
Yes.
Those power trucks leaving the state is an amazingly good sign, and it's going to get better.
Yeah, many more on 95 than anywhere else. That's where they all were coming up on 95. And I said, I've seen a couple. They're slowing down up here. I think they're getting out of there. But I'm really, really psyched. I'm really, really, really psyched about of just getting back. And, you know, the fact that I'll be able to put the studio together and be talking to you guys normally tomorrow is exciting to me. Knock on wood, you know, everything.
Yeah, well, we were glad to have you, but we like normalcy, too. We like that you're getting back there and things are going to get back to when it's right.
So Chad really drove to Arizona in 2 days, Oscar?
Yeah.
That's the takeaway from the hurricane,
Mike. With no air conditioning, because he didn't have air conditioning
no
at the time.
Conditioning?
Yeah. And his dog,
you know,
Murray.
You know, and his dog, oh, he's great.
Mike, can I ask you a question about something that occurred to me today?
Isn't he great? Isn't he great, Rob?
I would, if I had to classify him, I'd call him top-notch.
We had to make a show.
But I wanted to ask you, Mike, since you are on the road and my mind was wandering today, I thought about the old Charles Kuralt segment that used to be on CBS Sunday Morning, On the Road with Charles Kuralt. When you made your parody of that back in the morning show days, was
right,
that the first?
You, Rob. I got to interrupt you. I'm north of Tampa right now.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 billboards, and they are shredded.
Man.
They're in pieces. Now,
not any of ours, I hope.
You don't own any.
There's like half of us.
Yeah. Clear Channel calls us. Yes. Oh, we've only got a picture of Oscar.
We've got TM.
No eyes.
No eyes.
I think the way they do them now with the, I guess it's kind of a breakaway vinyl or something like
sure.
that, but they all are. They're all intact. They're on the boards, but they're shredded. You can't read them because they're in tatters. It almost looks like, oh man, what's the stuff they hang? Is it bunting?
Yeah.
It almost looks like it's bunting hanging down on each of these. I'm gonna try to take a close look because they all look the same.
What about,
I'm wondering whether they?
What about the Mons Venus one with half a heel?
We haven't seen that one, but this is real. It's weird. I'm trying to look at right now. Is whether they prepped them. What they did do with some streetlights is they lowered them down to the ground on these giant poles.
Oh, this is like what they said for you to do on your screens. Maybe they shredded them in advance so that they would save the structure.
Makes sense.
That's a good idea.
I think that might have happened, but I can't tell, and I won't be getting out of the car to check it out. But,
that's all right. That's fine.
You know, that's the person. Anyway, go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's fine. It occurred to me as the de facto show historian, your Charles Kuralt On the Road parody, was that not the first time a fart sound effect was used on your radio show?
You would remember that better than I would. I will tell you, I remember doing, God, that's how old I am. I did a Charles Kuralt parody.
It was great. It was before, and it was before we knew that he was doing On the Road because he had trim all across America.
You're not old, Mike.
Mm. Yeah.
I remember going into Betty Wilson's farm. Betty Wilson's farm. Betty has a lovely daughter that we refer to as the bed warmer. The bed warmer that she'd, on a cold night,
God.
Farmer Wilson's daughter would come down and warm my thighs.
Oh!
Charles's
thighs.
I'm doing that on pure memory. I have very little memory of that particular bed. Those are Those were the good days that I have.
But today you are our Charles Corralt as you, you know, phone in as you traverse the country.
Did Charles Corralt do an endorsement of Snapple by chance?
Oh, this is not.
Thank you. I was trying to remember.
This is not an appropriate topic.
Oscar, all is forgiven.
You know what, Mike? It's a great beverage.
Rob, I cannot. They were so easy on you during that segment when you talked about what you purchased.
So did I have any home runs for you? Did I hit anything that was right?
Not for me personally, no.
What about a Diet Coke?
Oh, no, just for, again, for context, for those of you not in the know. We have a brand new beverage commercial soda fridge here in the studio, in our studios.
Right.
And I gave Rob $100 on a whim because he's a Costco guy. I said, look, this weekend.
Yeah, what you did was you sent Shecky McSelfish to get the soda stocking. He took your C note and did what he always does. Like, half-asses everybody else and covers his own ass.
How did I cover my ass?
What soda you bought that you like?
What do you mean? I bought standard. If I was doing like a wedding reception or a party, what I would buy. Standard drinks, the big three from Coke, ginger ale, sparkling water, regular water.
Let me make sure that I come to that fabulous catered Spiewak wedding for the Snapple bar. I really looking forward to that.
All right, Mike, what should I have bought? What should I have bought?
No, you're not getting off that easy. I want you to once again list the sodas, and I will analyze them as useless and for you alone.
Yes,
all right,
please.
Go ahead.
He's got the receipt. He's got the receipt right here.
All right, I got.
This is great. Can I say one thing before you start?
Yes, oh, please.
Bless you, my children, for enhancing my mood this morning.
All right, I hold in my hand the receipt from the Leesburg Costco, and these are the beverages I bought. I bought one case of F*** you cola.
No, stop it.
How dare you? How dare you?
That was simply a joke. That's all.
I want you to go through the exercise that you did yesterday. I was practically reaching into my phone to want to participate in this.
All right.
I'm going 85 miles an hour right now. I got to back it off a little bit.
All right. You're very excited, I know. I bought a case of half-liter bottles of water.
Yes.
Okay. Water. Got to have water.
That is the first thing, and that would count as something for everybody.
Yes.
I give a thumbs up to that.
Okay. All right. A case of San Pellegrino sparkling water.
What the hell is that?
It's sparkling water.
It's fizzy water.
Yeah. Some people like it.
Was it on sale? I know what it is. I'm just saying, what the hell is that? Was it on sale?
It was.
Oh.
It was $3.50 off.
Poor Rob.
Okay.
But I would have bought it anyway. I think it's a wonderful thing.
I'm not a fan.
All right. A case of Sprite.
That's Rob. That's poor Rob. Sugary. Sweet.
Not for me. I don't like it. I don't like uncaffeinated sodas as a rule. So not for me.
Do your kids?
I don't know what my kids. I'm sure they'll drink anything you put in front. No, not Julia. Julia doesn't eat carbonation.
Come on now. Your kids like it.
No. Robert would drink it. Julia
Someone
won't.
You know likes it. But I think that, Mike, to be
that
fair...
That is the weakest damn argument ever.
To be fair...
Someone you know likes it. Hey, someone you know lives in Arizona.
In your home.
But once again, buying a case of Sprite. You know who drinks Sprite? An 11-year-old in 1968 drinks Sprite. Nobody nowadays drinks Sprite.
Well, hold it, Mike. If they're 11 in 1968, now they're 50.
Yeah.
So they might still drink it. You never can tell. But we're buying for other people.
Other people.
Terrible choice.
Well,
terrible.
Thank you. A case of Diet Coke.
Diet Coke's fine. That's a staple.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Standard go-to for everybody.
All right. A case of Coke.
Regular Coke.
You know, people like regular Coke. That's okay.
Okay. Thanks for the high praise on these wins. A case of ginger ale.
Did I say they were wins?
No, that's what I was saying, that even when something is acceptable, it sounds like I've destroyed the nation.
You know, what you could do is you could have casually gone to a soda machine and looked at the variety pack they have in there and done a much better job than this hodgepodge acid trip of soda selection.
Where do you weigh in on ginger ale?
Ginger ale is like Sprite. It's like regular sugary ginger ale. I don't know the last time I had a ginger ale was. That could have been. But my point, let me make my point here. These soda pops are being put in place of something else. So I'm not upset about ginger ale or Sprite per se. I am upset that this massive amount of sugary ginger ale and sugary Sprite, which like a 1950s salesman might have put in his 7-7 and his rye and ginger back in the 60s would be okay. But now, you know, nowadays, you could have filled those slots with more attractive beverages that might actually be
Diet Dr. Yeah. Pepper.
You know what you are? You're a soda
Diet
jerk.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Isn't Pony great? The thing about Pony is all the funny things he says.
I'm going to drive off the road. That's a funny line. You're a soda jerk.
Yeah, he has lots of time to come up with funny lines in his empty apartment and figurines. He goes up to the porcelain Chinese lady and says, "Do you think this is funny?" Funny. She didn't react. Guess I better put my pants on and go to work. Ginger ale was bought on purpose, and let me tell you why. Ginger is medically proven to soothe your stomach.
Right. Yeah, soothe your stomach. Okay, so, you know, when we have the people that have peptic ulcers that come to visit, we'll be very, very happy.
Actually, Mike, I was thinking more about hangovers, but yeah, your point carries water as well.
Yeah, hangovers is a good point, Rob, but I'm talking about the volume, the cases of these things. I think that Keep going.
Case of original variety Gatorade drinks, half-liter bottles.
That's fair. That's actually, yeah, I think,
Gatorade,
a luxury.
Gatorade found in every convenience store in the world. I will give you a thumbs up for that one.
Thank you. Izzy juice.
Boo! Boo!
Izzy juice. Carbonated waters with flavors.
All right, now here we go.
This is where he mucks it up.
Here's where Rob's residency at Costco comes to the fore here. You don't see that swill. You don't see that sewer water anywhere anymore but Costco.
I like
no
it.
No one f***ing sells it anymore.
They sold it this weekend.
Yeah, because they can't move it, so they sold it to you.
Yep.
Mike,
what happened to your... There was a part of my life when you respected my notion of retail, and now you're calling me out on it. What happened to the respect? Where is the love?
You have to isolate this into a specific incident. This is not my general regard for all things retail and especially grocery. This is a... And that's why when I heard the shopping list, the grocery list of mistaken purchases yesterday, I was in a state of
also
shock.
You gotta know we're buying for an unknown audience.
Yeah, but the Izzy soda is something. And Mike, I apologize for cutting you off, but let me put my two cents into the Izzy soda. The Izzy soda you'd never find at any reputable convenience store. The only place you'd find Izzy soda in the soda fridge would be my Latino markets, because they're buying it for cheap and reselling it to you for $2 a pop. Like, that is the low rent of low rent.
Yeah, and here's the point you just made. You just made your own point. I'm buying for people I don't know. Yes, and you failed miserably.
No, you don't know that yet. You don't know that yet. This could be a screaming success. This could be a wonderful success.
There is soda, and I swear to God, I'm not going to be directly impacted by this, but when the good neighbors move in, and when everybody is there, make a point to keep tabs on the inventory.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. You know what? I'm gonna be 6 feet under. Worms are gonna be eating my eyes. I'm gonna have flying cars, and that goddamn Izzy soda is gonna still be on the shelf in our little village.
You know what's really sad? Now I feel like I have to buy him a different Christmas present. because he's not going to like the Izzy soda I bought him. I feel really bad.
I got it, though. Maybe he came up with a Costco. Nothing washes a good fruit cake down with an Izzy soda.
It's a great pairing. And the last thing I bought is a case of Snapple tea, various flavors.
Awesome. And that's the one I'm glad you finished with that, because that's where I'd like to linger longer.
Okay.
Because the fact is, Snapple. Remember when Snapple first came out? When Snapple, and I remember because I'm an old man, Snapple came out before there was really anything such as a bottled iced tea.
True.
And it was exciting because bottled iced tea was a new beverage where, hey, we don't have to make our own iced tea. We can get a bottle of it. Isn't this exciting? Isn't this fun? Snapple was followed by a myriad of other companies.
Yeah. And Honest Tea, everything, yeah.
Yes. And, you know, and making their iced tea. Snapple was first, but they have demonstrated time and time again. They are far from... You remember Wendy with Snapple? Fat ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. Remember that? Yeah, I do.
Let me tell you, but is Snapple out there right now?
No, we don't have any Snapple in the building.
They're still
right
in
now.
His car. We have to bring him in.
When you bring Snapple in, take one randomly. It can be one of their smegma flavors. Slide a Snapple. It can be diet or regular. Does not matter. Take a Snapple out of the case, and before you do anything, take the Snapple, put it in front of your face, and take a look at the bottom of the bottle.
Oh, yeah, there's sediment from brewed tea. There's sediment there.
Yeah, it'll look like Roseanne's septic tank at the bottom of that.
Why does that bother you? That's particles of real brewed tea.
It's particles of mung. I don't like it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 power trucks just went by me.
Wow. Mm. I bet they would like to have a nice fresh Snapple.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, you shake it up, and here's another thing. Then try to shake it up, saying, oh, it needs a little shake. No, because that toxic waste at the bottom of a Snapple bottle is so fused onto the glass because it's so artificial and nasty that you can't get a shake. I swear to God, I'm giving you my legitimate gripe on Snapple. And how many cases did you buy?
One.
One too many. One too many.
And it'll be, you know what? After today's show, it may be going back to Cost Company. Because you know what? I don't want to befoul our refrigerator with Satan's piss.
Are you going to swap it out for Ocean Spray?
I'll swap it out for Diet Dr. Pepper. Apparently that gives everyone a
hard on. Diet Dr. Pepper rules.
Diet Dr. Pepper is one of the great diet beverages. Where is the root beer?
Oh, that would have been mug root beers. Oh, that would have been great.
You guys can go in your hat. There's no need for root beer. You want to talk about drinks for young kids from 1950? A root beer. Maybe I could get sarsaparilla.
Oh, God. I guarantee you don't like
I love root beer. I was trying
then
to make... What do you mean?
Because you put where the root beer should go, you put Snapple in there.
Well, I can get root beer, but I thought root beer was for children.
Diet root beer is a wonderful variety. Diet Dr. Pepper is that. Diet.
Oh, okay, diet.
Diet.
Diet, Mike, diet.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for using the word that comes off of your lips only once every 7 years. Diet.
Diet. Oh, to be as thin as you.
You know I'm not even going to tell you. We had another one of them free motel breakfast this morning.
Square eggs? Did you get square eggs?
No, you know what? This was the, they actually had biscuits and gravy, and Carla comes over to the table, and I notice she has actually, maybe for like the third time in her life, gotten that. And I said, oh, we're not coming back on it today? And I practically fell over the chair running to the breakfast thing at Manatee Central. And you know what's amazing is all these fat ladies were at the counter, and they were getting their biscuits and gravy, and they were drinking Snapple!
And Mike, looking over the shopping list, you know roughly half the beverages I bought were diet-friendly. There's Diet Coke, there's water. And there's sparkling water.
Water doesn't count as a diet.
Water is kind of just a staple. You need
all right.
Water.
Well, then I will not mention it, but there was Diet Coke and the sparkling water.
What was the brand of water? Just
I think sure. It's what's the
Aquafina?
No, it's a
Dasani.
It's a brand name. Poland Springs, maybe?
Is it
Poland Springs?
How am I going to get crap for Poland Springs? Give me the receipt again.
Poland Springs is fine. Poland Springs is fine.
No, not according to Pony, because he's making some sort of Polish joke.
He's so
Pony,
Polish.
Do you drink water?
I do. I'm drinking Aquafina right now.
Oh, don't use your sexy voice.
Water, Rob. Hey, Rob, you've got a good memory of the show. You know that used to be my go-to water.
Well, you preferred an Evian was always your first, I thought.
Yeah, but I also liked Aquafina.
Aquafina was a go-to,
I probably drank Aquafina than I did Evian because Evian got too expensive.
What about some Red Bulls and Fijis?
Red Bulls and Fijis, is that what you'd like?
Yes.
All right, then you shall have it.
Thank you.
Good.
No, I think if you're talking about kids, I think perhaps some sort of energy product would be appropriate.
Or Monster.
Aren't they overpriced? Aren't they, like, really expensive?
They're horribly expensive.
But it's just us. It's four of us sitting here drinking sodas.
You know what's gonna happen? You're gonna put like 30 Monster Energy drinks in there. Rofo's gonna roll in for a Thursday afternoon, and they're all gonna be gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one bet on that. We're gonna roll in on a Saturday. He's gonna have a stand set up down on Wisconsin Avenue.
Not cool. So is Snapple the last part? And by the way, was the Snapple case a variety case?
It was a variety case. Yes.
All right. I'm very disappointed.
Well, I'm going to return the Snapple and turn it into something that pleases everybody.
And I think weekly we should have a full update on what's going on in the soda fridge.
Yeah, I would replace that. You're going to replace the Izzy, correct?
No, I'm leaving that out of spite.
Izzy is flavored soda water, correct?
Yes, it is.
Isn't that just soda?
You know what? Go ahead and leave it. Have you tried Izzy, Rob?
I think I have.
And what is your opinion of it?
A+, best thing I've ever had.
He thinks it's an A+.
It was no mic, to be honest. Lying. Unremarkable, but I think a nice option when you're having sodas to be given away.
I'm happy that you are as passionate about this as I was. I didn't want to insult Rob because he actually did go to the store, you know?
Well, when I heard Snapple, I was just like, Snapple?
It's like 1980 what? Again.
Yeah, I know. With all the things on your mind, I'm glad I finally found something to upset you.
You know what? How about replacing the Snapple with some of the fabulous Arizona products?
Oh, Arizona tea, still rule.
I can do that.
Still rule.
2 days.
You know what? Yeah, I got one there. They've got the little mango tea. They've got...
Hold it. There will never be a mango product in that refrigerator.
Why never?
I hate mangoes.
It's not about you.
But the Arizona tea line is a better product than the Snapple line. And you know what the theme of the Arizona tea line is? That it says Arizona iced tea. Chad gets there in 2 days.
Thank you, Mike.
Have a safe trip, Mike.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye, boys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take away from that, everyone has an opinion after the soda is bought.
Hi, this is Cooper's Hawk. When I'm not serving the finest wine of Albuquerque, Chicago, I like to listen to podcasts. Recently, after being verbally berated by a hobbled old man with his way out of league wife, I learned all about the Mike O'Mara Show. And that's when I learned all about the TMOS Wine Enthusiast Club. It's all things wine and all things TMOS. Look it up on Facebook today. Buy a wine membership.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, the best of O'Mara.
Welcome back to the show. Well, speaking of meltdowns, Oscar Santana, things are spiraling a little bit as far as the wedding. But you're not.
Yes.
Yeah. The wedding is on. Don't make make no mistake.
The wedding is on.
For now.
The deposits are not refundable.
Again,
the wedding is on.
It's all about logistics, Mike. Right. And what is more important? More important than making sure that everybody is happy. Not the groom and the bride, but everybody is happy.
Yes.
Everybody's got to be happy.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Now, anyone that's gotten married, and Mike, you've been down this road multiple times.
Yes. Okay. But Rob, every show. Yeah. We have to mention that on every goddamn show.
He's been down the road so many times, he has a speed pass.
Thanks so much.
There you go.
Thanks. Okay. All right, Jim Gaffigan. Thank you very much.
Hey. He's not funny.
As of late, right? There any fires that have come up that needed to be put out? My family's been great about it. We had an issue with the flowers. My dad stepped in, said I've been gone for 6 months. I'll pay for the flowers, right?
Oh, that's terrific. Whatever.
Buy me with your money, Dad, anytime. I'm in.
That's delightful that you have family.
Buy my
love.
Your
family is extremely generous.
Yes. Now, Shannon's family. Different story. So,
not so generous.
Not even generous. It's
takers.
Like, it's because they don't have
such an ugly word.
Anything to do with the wedding whatsoever, right?
Okay. Well, they'll attend.
They'll attend. Now they're making, and again, not all of them, but some of the ladies are making it about them.
That's not cool.
That's
me.
Not cool. And I got to come home to no dinner and a sourpuss face for my fiance, soon to be wife. And you know, I don't work this hard for that.
Is this because of the members of the wedding party that are causing some...
Members of her family. Okay,
grief.
Again, who is the wedding for, really? Let's be honest about this.
It's the two of you.
Yes, but really, who out of the two of us?
The bride. The wedding is for the bride.
It's for her, right?
It's for the bride. It's always for the bride, and that's why the family of the bride normally takes care of everything.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not happening this time. It's fine. Old Fantana is...
You're okay with that?
It's in care
okay.
business. I'm not okay with that. I have to. There's no choice.
Okay, you have no choice.
Yes.
But the fact is, if you are giving, then... Not only is this the bride's thing, and they should be mindful of that. I'm hearing a skip a little bit of in the background. I don't know where that's coming from, but a little little bounce back. Little
maybe
reverb.
That's a prenup bouncing back to
hello?
Us.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Skip back.
Yeah, it's somebody's headphone. Hello?
Did you could also turn off the headphones that... How about muting everybody's mics, Rob?
It's already
done. Let me
done.
Try it again.
They're done?
Mm-hmm. We'll do a little sound check as we're doing that. Here we go. Ooh, got a little glitch there. Everybody okay?
Yes.
Can everybody hear me?
You are seems connected. To be A-okay.
Want me to try it again?
Yes.
Please. Hello? Hello?
Your Skype's not up and running on your end, right? Volume-wise?
That could be me. Let me check and see. But anyway, getting back to it,
okay.
The bottom line is
Shannon's
the family.
Family is also getting a skip back, and they'd like you to take care of it. If you could.
So the people that aren't ponying it up are wanting to get more and more and more, right?
Yes. So they more and more and more is like, okay, Saturday day. I don't know what it takes to be a bride. I don't care. I just know how much it costs, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Bottom line.
It's an expensive endeavor.
I guess there's makeup artists involved. There is hair people.
Hold on. Makeup artists for Shannon, right?
For Shannon. Now,
how about for the groom?
The sister, I get nothing. Trust me. I told him.
Comes in looking like Joel Gray in Cabaret.
It's at 5 o'clock. I'll see you at 4 o'clock, right? I'm going to take my time. I'm not shuttling anybody anywhere. I'm not driving people. I'm not picking up anything. I'm not doing dick. I've done my part.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So who's mucking this up? I mean, I don't need names or specifics, but there are people that are wanting things.
There are people in Shannon's life without naming names.
Don't name names.
That. Are getting makeup artists as well, are getting hair done as well.
On your dime?
No, not on my dime, but still on my time.
Oh,
right?
Okay, I'm with you. All right.
And
so in other words,
it's frustrating my soon-to-be wife a little where she's like, well, I mean, this is my wedding, but I'm being nice and I'm coordinating, you know, whatever face artist is coming over to throw on some faces.
So in other words, let me see if I've got this straight. Shannon has somebody doing her hair and makeup
usually what happens to brides.
Which is usually
what
I
know.
Happens.
Very common.
Now there are other women coming over to join in on the makeup and the hair person.
Which is fine if you don't have other responsibilities. Right.
Well, if who doesn't have other responsibilities?
If the people that are glomming on to this Kardashian train that essentially they have kids, they have to get kid coverage, they have this and that. Like, who knows what's going on, right? And I got to hear about it.
So she's frustrated because she's trying to accommodate her relatives.
Yes.
And meanwhile, it's just growing hair.
And trail of tears of texts. Why won't you take care of this? Why won't you take that? But not financially,
who's saying
but time-wise.
Why won't you take care of this?
Sisters and parents.
Okay. Like so.
Her
so
side.
They want her to be covering.
To start dealing with all this stuff that has nothing to do with them.
Why can't they just go to a salon and take the and not have to freeload on what?
Get a Flobee. To get a hair, whatever you need to do.
Take
a YouTube tutorial and throw on some Mac.
Now, I don't know. The mother and the daughter usually, you know, go
Mac
to the
makeup.
Same place to get the hair done. My daughter was just in Steel Magnolias. I know how that works. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know how. It's stressing her out. Is that
Mike,
what it is?
Look, I walk in, again, sourpuss, no dinner. Where's my blue apron? And I said, what's wrong?
Right.
And she starts telling me as we're sitting there, and I'm like, babe, we could do this while you cook. So we go into the kitchen. She starts unpacking the box.
We can do this while you cook.
Daddy's hungry.
I need this for clarity.
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, time-honored tradition. Spouses that are in the salt mines that are coming home, there's nothing quite like getting the meal prepared, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I like unicorns, too.
You know, well, your wife's back at the salt mines, though. Your wife's
She's not much of a cook anyway.
You've got your sweet little gig, and you like it, and she's now back at, and she loved the idea that she got it. Has the bloom come off the rose as far as the new gig?
No, she loves her job.
She loves her job.
She loves her job.
But she's there all
But
day.
She is, and she loves coming home and talking to me about the problem children. But perhaps this is a discussion for another time.
That's a separate show, but thank you. What are her hours? Just out of curiosity.
She gets there at about 8 and gets out of there about 4.
Okay. It's a full day.
It's a great full schedule. Day. It's a good schedule.
When was the last time you put in a full day in your life? I include myself in that.
I can't even remember.
We are on call 24/7. We do work at all times, night and day. But the fact is, we don't have the Joe 9 to 5.
You don't have to be there collectively.
We don't punch a clock.
I think it's blessed that we have it. Getting back to you.
Yeah.
So here it is. So I understand you come home, you're a little bit frustrated.
Yeah.
She's being pulled. She's being pulled in a lot of different directions here.
She shouldn't be. Like the whole point.
What do you expect her to do?
The point on the point of having everything paid for, right, and having everything taken care of is so I don't have to deal with this. Like I already know. Like I've done my part.
Well, the
I've
thing
included my family. I've begged, borrowed, and stolen to get this done.
Would it be fair if I said this?
Stole.
If everything in a wedding goes perfectly. It's still a stressful scenario, right?
It shouldn't be, though.
But no, it is because...
We're getting married in a yoga studio. This isn't the natural cathedral.
I'm about to say something that's going to help you,
okay,
so be agreeable.
Appreciate
all right?
It. Thank you.
If it's stressful at its very best, the last thing she needs is more stress put upon her and having her pulled in different directions when her focus should be on really what's important, making Oscar happy.
Yeah. Oscar's world.
Oscar's world.
So what are you saying? You spoke there without saying anything.
No, what I'm saying is that she has
Who
been
are you
put.
Blaming? I'm Irish. I'm blaming you know you have to blame, okay? I'm like
blaming
Lawrence O'Donnell. Blame someone, Rob.
I'm blaming her family for putting extra pressure on her
Got her
when
off
she
her
doesn't
A-game.
Need it.
Got
I'm not ready to blame
she,
her
Of all time, she needs to be on her A-game.
Yes.
I'm not ready to blame the family yet because I don't know what the scenario is because Oscar, in his own way, a man who is probably the most direct with his personal life on this show, is skirting the real issue, here, and I need clarity, and I want to get it without jeopardizing your situation.
Mike, they won the lottery.
I have to ask you this question. So the way it's set up, Shannon's getting a person to do her, to pretty her up for the wedding, which is perfectly
I'll give it to you, Mike.
Are they trying to horn
no,
in
No,
on
no,
her?
I'll give it to you. This is the deal.
And you haven't, did you hire Rob Ford for this?
No.
Okay.
A, I have to say, hey, what are you going to get your bridesmaids gifts?
Oh, like, yes.
What do you, I guess I know that's a tradition, right?
You give them a traditional a gratitude gift.
Yeah, yes. And she's like, well, what should I get them? And I said, I'm asking you. Like, I don't know what they want. Like,
my wives all gave them IOUs. Saying, the money's not here yet, but it will be. I'll take you out.
You know, Oscar, with the holidays coming up, no one ever
turns
down.
That's a small annoyance because I can't solve that problem for you. I can if you need to, but
she hasn't figured
that out. That's how that started.
How about canned hams?
I don't need a bunch of hams at my wedding.
Hold on. Incidentally, if we're keeping track, though.
A bunch of hams.
Blame. By the way, I'm all about where to place the blame.
Yes.
Right.
Blame on. I'm sorry. The bride.
That's
laying that on Oscar. Sorry. Yeah. For now,
daggers.
That's her thing. Go ahead. Yeah. Get it done. Do
that's
it.
One.
Yeah. And the thing is, I just want to be clear, because in an Irish family, since it is always about blame, I like to know who's at fault here. And obviously,
I still blame the family.
This is what happened.
They're horning in on the whole
thing. They're making it worse when they should make it better.
This is what happened. My girl tells me that her little sister is, you know, because she's the maid of honor, is going to be getting her hair and makeup done at this, like, it during the same time sequence that she is, which is no big deal. That's, I think, commonplace.
Yeah, I think it's fairly traditional.
These girls,
is she
do.
Going to a salon?
No, they're getting ready at the hotel, and the lady's going to them, right? So
they're bringing somebody in.
Yeah, somebody
so
in.
So is she
right?
Spending the
a little more expensive?
Oh, yeah.
The eve of the wedding.
I think my sister's probably paying for it, if I'm not mistaken.
The night before.
I haven't had put a check out for that yet.
Shannon is staying at a hotel, so you can be traditional and not see her before the ceremony.
I don't know. I think it's just closer to the venue. There's no fairy tale romance in this thing.
Where are you staying? At your house?
I don't even know, Mike. I'll Uber over. It doesn't matter to me, right?
It'll probably be an only. I'll lay odds that he's an only.
You think?
I want to find that out.
No,
in his childhood bedroom.
Only's too far. Why would I go? Why would I go in the wrong direction?
Calm down. I'm not part of the family. I'm not.
That's right. I don't want my hair done.
Going to the wedding,
Mike. I don't even have my tie for my tux yet. That's how interested I am right now.
What color do you need?
I don't need your big clown ties.
What?
I need skinny ties.
So anyway, the whole thing sounds like it's getting out of control. Yeah. Is this Bridezilla, Oscar?
You tell me, Mike, because what ended up happening, really the straw that broke the camel's back was when they called the mom, my soon-to-be mother-in-law, and said, hey, do you mind watching my 8-month-old son, which is my sister's sister's kid?
Who got this call? Your mother?
No, my mother-in-law.
Your future
mother-in-law, yes.
Got a call to watch babies.
To watch the babies while the girl got gussied up, right?
So this is when, Shannon's mother is asked to watch the kids while Shannon's sister
Not my baby.
Up.
Shannon's sister's baby.
And this is the morning of the wedding.
Morning of the wedding. Wedding's at
That's
5
an
o'clock.
Imposition.
It is.
Wedding's at 5 o'clock.
I've identified it, Rob. It took a while of sleuthing, but now I've identified it's the sister that's the problem here.
And so we don't want to just blame the entire family.
No,
we have to be specific.
It's the sister.
But the mom says, well, I need to get ready too.
Ah, yeah. Okay, so taking all around.
Oh, yeah.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
And
can't
I
can't possibly relate to that.
And in my eyes, I'm doing rough math. I'm like, lady, you're almost 70. Like, how long does it take to get ready?
Well, actually, to be fair.
Get in the shower. Does she have a man cut?
Yeah.
Like, if she got a man cut, just blow dry it and throw on the tarp.
Some would say when you're 70, you need more time.
No. When you're 70, and I'm closer to it than you, you want more time.
Mm-hmm. And again, beautiful lady. The main reason why I said, let's do this to Shannon, because I looked at her mom. She kept it nice and trim. Minimum wrinkles. Has held up really well. If this is the DNA, I'm into it. Let's work with this, right?
All
right.
Yeah.
Relatively low on the battle axe scale.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah, she looks great. Still can wear little dresses.
Well, then,
I'm like, all right.
She looks great, so then it's important. Her looks
I get it. The wedding's at 5 o'clock. You can't get ready for 2 hours before the kiddo gets dropped off.
The whole thing, look, you're preaching to the choir when you're talking about the idea of time spent preparing. If you have the attractive woman, you're going to, the trade-off is you are going to get the...
If you have the attractive woman.
You get the long lead time. You get the long lead time.
Right.
So, I said, I hear the yammering up the stairs where I'm like, okay, we don't need this. I still don't have dinner. I walk upstairs And I found out from my sister-in-law that you can have my sister-in-law, my brother's sister.
Right.
They're hiring a nanny that the hotel provides for their baby.
Oh. Right? So what
you
they
have
are,
a whole daycare center.
Yeah, I said, hey, there's a nanny being hired. I'm sure they can do a 2-for-1. Or we spice it up a little bit,
How
right?
many kids are we talking about? You got two
not
with your
my
sister,
kids.
Right?
No kids in my life.
So no, I know, not that you're aware of. You have the two with your sister. They've got the nanny,
yes.
right? Luca and the other one.
I wonder what that nanny would sound like.
Tatiana, what?
I wonder what that nanny would sound like.
Hello.
No, I was hoping for Fran Drescher.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm terrible. Well, see, if you want Fran to get a good, you always have to get the door.
Hi, Mrs. Amayos. I'm here to watch the babies. Oh, they're lovely. Yes, I'm the nanny provided by the hotel. Goodbye.
Thank you, Fran.
Fran Drescher, the nanny. So where does it stand right now?
I offered the solution. I'm living it. I offered the solution, and she says, no, my mother is just being selfish. She is going to watch the little guy.
Oh, so now there's infighting. There's infighting.
Is the sister, the daughter, the two daughters. You got
yes.
the bride, and yes. the other daughter is the maid of honor.
Yes.
Mom, watch the kids. God damn it. Watch the kids. Don't be obsessing about self.
Yes. Others.
You know what?
Again, I agree, but I gave her the solution, right? And I said, Shan.
Mom gets ready. Earlier.
That's
the solution.
Yes.
But let me explain. I know, let me tell, I've lived a long life on this planet. I can tell you the way. You know what this? There is not, you're going to need that alarm a lot.
Okay, that's fine.
The preparation immediately prior to event is extremely important to women who are, you know, who think about beauty and appearance and all. They all want it. You know when they all want to get ready? You know when they want, seriously, if you could provide a Prevost bus with shower facilities and one of those makeup tables,
right.
Okay? Every date for the hot woman, they would say, oh, okay, what time's dinner? 7:00. Well, if we drive the bus right to the door of the restaurant, I can walk in at 7:01, which means I can do my 3-hour preparation time starting at 5,
right.
And 4, rather, and then be ready to go. No, I understand this whole getting ready
they
thing
love
is a
to
big
back
deal.
Time so that the moment you have to leave is when they're applying the last right. false eyelash.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what?
Oscar, where's the glue?
Where's the glue? I need the glue now. I need the glue.
Meanwhile,
now.
In my family, while they meddled early on, they meddled with solutions.
Right.
They meddled with, all right, you're doing it wrong. We have to get you a wedding planner. All right, you're doing.
How's the wedding planner doing, by the way?
I just see an email trail of tears of dollars going the wrong way.
Okay.
But it's taken care of, right? It's absolutely taken care of.
Does the wedding planner watch children?
When she wrote us about the flowers.
Mac will watch the kids.
Oh, no.
But the children will be ruined.
She wrote us about the flowers. I said, that's too expensive. My sister called my father. My father took care of it.
That's
right?
So cool.
Like, that's great. Now, I'm sure there's going to be more drama on my family side day of.
Yes.
And for the rest of your life.
As Latinos, they like to meddle. But I'll tell you this, that I've never had any drama on my end where people are like, no, you take care of kids. No, you take care of the kids.
I'm really ready to get the hate mail, so I'll say it right now.
Please do.
Never underestimate the self-absorption of the modern American lady.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies. Lunch.
The best of O'Mara.
News.
Jennifer.
Lazy. She's under the bed. She's in the house.
Annabelle.
Oprah Winfrey has a very good reason for never marrying Stedman Graham, and I'm so glad we finally know because I think about it every single day.
Sleepless nights, right?
She wants them to stay together. That's why they're not married. Listen to what she tells Vogue magazine. Quote, "What would have happened if we'd actually gotten married?" That's probably not the way she said it, but I thought I'd do an Oprah. You know that tone where she gives away
perfect.
Cars?
Sure.
"What would have happened if we'd actually gotten married?" "We wouldn't be together. We would not have stayed together because marriage requires a different way of being in this world." Well, Oprah, you don't really know that unless you've been married, to be perfectly
honest.
Yeah,
that's really true. And if you're lifelong together, it's essentially a marriage.
That's exactly what it is. You don't need the paper.
No.
Here's the further quote here. "His interpretation of what it means to be a husband and what it would mean for me to be a wife would have been pretty traditional, and I would not have been able to fit into that."
What does that about mean? Her?
I know what she can't fit into, a wedding dress.
No, she's on a Weight Watchers kick.
Rob's I'm sorry. That's horrible.
That's hit the sound.
Just
anyway,
a quiet one.
She loves
not sure what she means. You know,
you get
that,
some bread. You get some bread.
She says that in the commercial.
I love bread.
I love carbs.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on. Paris Hilton's sex tape may have made her more famous, but it torpedoed one of her biggest life goals. She says, quote, this is just silly quotes from celebrities news today. Here's her quote. "My whole life, I really looked up to Princess Diana, all these elegant, amazing women. I could have been like that. But because of that tape, I will always be judged and thought of as whatever they say about me. I could not leave my house for months. I was so depressed, humiliated. I did not want to be seen in public." Well,
that's,
you know,
that's a lie. You had this real life.
That's true. Yeah.
For five seasons.
She with Lionel Richie's daughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Oscar. She had Kim a good
Kardashian
run after this. Yes.
Is going to the Met Ball.
Yeah.
Like, hello.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. You know what? I can't argue with
you.
You're absolutely right. It enhanced her life.
And she has nothing to be ashamed of. It was a lovely film.
So now that the looks may be beginning to fade.
Yeah.
She looks more like Conrad.
Conrad Hilton. How do you remember your brother's name?
No, the grandfather. The man
who founded the hotel.
I thought it was the junior.
No, he was a character in Mad Men.
That's
remember?
Hilarious.
She also wants you to know she had nothing to do with its release. Well, I remember that. She didn't. It was that scumbag guy that
that's right.
You know, that took advantage and did that. And it wasn't. It's interesting to me, though, when you think about that. It was a different vibe. That, no, it wasn't. It was the same vibe.
Yeah,
we all,
and
we all looked
the
at the
only
Kardashian
thing that was different
the same
is there was night vision, and that was pretty cool.
And also, it was at the beginning of...
She looked like a cat.
It was at the beginning of downloadable video on the internet.
Oh,
it took forever.
I had to hunt and peck to find that video.
Mm-hmm,
I might have paid for it.
Yeah. I still have a stiff neck. I never even received... she says, I still never, ever received $1 from that video. That is the last thing I would want out there. Yeah. Okay, fine. So it just sounds like she's
we
already...
We all have regrets.
She sounds depressed is what she... She's still got all that money.
Well, we should send her some chocolates.
Now, here's somebody who's a little different, in my opinion. Helen Mirren. She may be 72, but she doesn't want you to treat her like it. She tells Allure magazine, quote, "If people treat me like the age I am, I get absolutely insulted, really cross." I love Helen.
Don't
the way
be cross.
I get cross with you. Here's your quote. "I hate when people give up their seat for me. No, no, no. Don't. I don't want your seat." Helen was asked if she had any advice for her younger self. And yeah, she did. She said, quote, "It'd be to say F off more and stop being so bloody polite."
Ooh, nice.
In those days, I call them the Caligula days.
Yes.
You had to. It's hard to explain how difficult it is to overcome the culture. You become a voice in the wilderness. No one wants to listen. Everybody's bitching. The celebrities seem to be bitching.
Yeah, it makes me cross.
Or cross. Don't be cross.
Don't be cross.
This is something brand new, and it's late in the summer, but there are still beach days ahead of us.
Sure.
A company in Tokyo called Bow Divas just started selling a new type of jewelry called Beach Tails.
Oh.
Beach Tails.
Sounds like a cartoon.
Okay.
Beach Tails are charms that you attach to the crotch of your bikini so they dangle down between your legs. They're neck pieces of jewelry. They sell for around $20, and the company says they're, quote, classy.
That's in the press release?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Well, if they say it, must be true.
Yeah.
You can and should buy them. You can go through our Amazon portal. Amazon's got them. You search Beach Tail. Take a peek if you get a chance. I did. And it's really just like charms or jewelry that hangs down between
But what about the chafing?
The chafing is not involved on the women
like,
models
like
that I was
giblets,
looking at.
It's like the giblets for Crocs.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that there are those who might buy them. That, you know, there might be some chafing.
There's
a little
separation
rubbing,
between the thighs, Rob.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they would look good. I don't think the jewelry would swing freely on certain legs.
Yeah, that's but if it did, opinion. What if you put a tiny bell on it, and that way they couldn't sneak up on anybody?
Well, when you hear the bell, that means that things are moving.
That's right.
Or and when you hear when you hear the bell going, poof, poof. That means the bell's not.
Sounds like your door.
Moving on.
Let's take it to Home Depot.
Yes. A new study out of Australia found that men who eat fruits and vegetables smell better to women than men who eat a lot of processed or refined carbs.
Aww.
Well, tell Rofo he's something he doesn't know already.
How about Mac McIntosh?
Yes. Since smell is a huge part of attraction. By the way, I should point out that I didn't even tell this story from earlier in the summer.
What's that?
Mrs. O'Mara and I went, we did one night at the Bad Place.
Yeah.
And we're only there for an hour. And we came out of the Bad Place and there was a woman sitting at a Wheel of Fortune slot machine next to us.
Yes.
And we even had a conversation with her.
Yes.
And then I noticed out of the corner of my eye that she hastily got up. And I said, I've got to go. And or she said something, and she moved on. And I got the smell of death poo like I've never gotten in my life. And it lingered, and we knew it was her. And it stayed. And we ended up having to get up and leave the slot machine.
Do you think it was she brought luggage when she didn't think she was going to have any carry-on? This is the worst flight ever.
That's not nice, but funny. Anyway. Just thought I'd mention it. Smell is a huge part of attraction. It's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, and
to make
she
sure
was
your body
hot,
odor is appealing. So eat fruits and vegetables. Like we don't need to do that
be regular.
For everything else,
That's
ladies
right.
and gentlemen. And now a little something something. What Please. Was that again? She brought
she brought luggage on when she thought it was going to be a day
carry
trip.
On.
Carry on, yeah.
A 33-year-old guy named Travis Campbell from New Orleans. He stole a steamroller from a construction site where
yes!
he used to work last week.
Man.
The only problem is they saw him do it and the cops were called and the cops started chasing Travis and he gunned the steamroller to get away from the cops. He gunned it up to its top speed of 8 miles per hour.
Look out.
Shockingly, the cops were able to catch up with him and he was arrested for theft. We're not sure, but apparently Travis was traveling to visit relatives in New York for Christmas. Thank you. I labored over that one.
All right. It's me, Matthew McConaughey. What's up? I'm just chilling, having a cold one, and getting ready to run for governor of Texas. I live in Austin. All right. I know that everything this dude needs for a great campaign is available at the TMOS Shopping Center. Flags, bunting, yard signs, buttons, also bongos, shell necklaces, body oils, water pies, but no shirts. All right. So don't forget to shop Target and Walmart at MikeOMaraShow.com. Come in the booth. Vote Matt. It's where it's at. I'll run the state smoother than a Texas drawbridge. And if you want to know my platform, I am remarkably centrist because you don't want your government to be all right.
The best of O'Mara.
Hi, Mac. How are you?
Hold on.
Speak up, boy.
I'm doing well. Yeah, it's the gating. Sorry. Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
Soft little anyway, bird
looks
voice.
Like you fell out of a tree today. What happened?
I took a shower today.
All right.
Why should you say that with such marvel and excitement in your voice?
Like it's a big deal.
It's like you won the lottery.
It's not Saturday. Anyway, Oscar Santana,
yes.
A listener made me aware of this for you. Just look, I share this with you for
mean.
No particular reason.
No, I'm
reason.
Sure it's fine.
An Arkansas nurse and Sunday school teacher was sentenced to 16 years in prison Tuesday for murdering her husband after discovering he had paid for porn.
Oh, God.
Patricia Hill, a nurse of 50 years, shot and killed her husband, Frank Hill, who was 65, in a shed outside of their Pine Bluff home last July after the two argued about his porn use. Hill's attorney William O. James Jr. Oh, hello there. Told NBC News that the couple had been married for 17 years and she kept finding pornography stashed and hidden. James says Frank Hill would often watch pornography in the shed, which he described as his man cave.
Yeah, I bet.
That's the worst guy. Who's the guy that came up with that? That stand-up routine, right? The caveman.
Man cave. Yeah.
It's not any better than the she shed.
God, I hate man cave. I've hated that ever since the term came
out. Well, I like the notion of a shed. That's my porn shed.
My porn shed. Patricia Hill, a religious woman who taught Sunday school, felt like the devil was in that shed.
The devil's in that shed. Get out of that shed. Devil's in that shed.
She's 69. Hey, 69.
Hey, that's clever.
She filed for divorce in May of 2018, but she withdrew the papers after he begged her to reconsider. 2 months later, after Hill discovered that her husband had purchased a pornography channel on their TV, she confronted him. James said Hill did not mean to kill her husband. She first shot him in the leg and then fired a warning shot that hit him in the head.
Oh, ricochet.
Bad, bad warning shot.
I was going to say, aren't the warning shots supposed to come before you shoot someone in the leg?
Just a little strange. Yeah, just a little bit strange. Just wanted to share that.
A picture, I guess.
That's a good-looking couple.
The wife.
Aren't they lovely?
Looks like a murderer. And the husband looks like he does you-know-what in a shed.
Don't you find it odd when couples look so much alike? Because that's a Valerie Bertinelli, Eddie Van Halen thing going on there.
Of the herd.
Yeah.
Just curious, I mean,
you have a shed?
No,
I didn't think so.
In this modern day and age, if you're going physical, if you got magazines, you're asking for trouble.
Yeah.
And Google.
You're a digital guy.
A digital guy, and Google and or Safari, if you're an Apple person.
Sure.
They allow you to search privately, so you do not have a history.
Yeah, but you still have to be aware that you share a domicile with another individual.
And also, he subscribed and left, you'll pardon the version, a paper trail. So he...
He subscribed too.
This company,
Oscar subscribed.
Yeah, but I'm talking about this guy. This is when he found out.
He had magazines.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, he's got a problem.
He's 150 years old. He's probably got Super 8s in there somewhere.
And they put the Super in Super 8s.
And if you buy it on your cable bill, they don't hide that the way they hide it on the internet. The internet, you'll get, it looks like an office moving supply store. That's what it says. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I got that office moving supply store.
It's a little tip for you youngsters for your 20-somethings that might want to do that. They'll make it like an office surprise.
Yeah, when you're paying the bills out in the shed.
I didn't recognize the charge one time, so I called the company and even when they answer like that company. And it was
Richard, have you been to an auto supply store? It looks like you bought a bunch of jacks.
So the answer like Cramerica, and you're like, sir, I've got a charge here for $39.99. It looks like it's been recurring for about a year. He goes, sir, this is a service it looks like you've engaged in since 2010. So then you start, but the guy isn't telling you, hey, f*** off. This is what you will subscribe to, no pun intended. He's telling you kindly.
I don't know how to bleep that, Pony. I'm thinking right now.
He's telling you kindly, hey, man.
Right.
You might have forgot the perverted side of you.
Yeah.
But this is not Cramerica, the auto supply store. We're doing something else here.
I'm sure we have asked you this question before, but if you were to add up your yearly contribution.
Yes.
And you've talked about how you bundle.
I had to bundle.
You bundled very successfully.
Cyber Monday, not something I'm really proud of, but
how much do you drop a year? Well, that's not the right word I wanted.
No.
How much do you spend a year on that content? Well, roughly. Give us a
ballpark. Bundle would have been $330 a year total.
It's about a little less than 20 a month.
Remember, you probably don't know this.
30 a month.
I called to quit the site. I don't know if we talked about this here or on there. If I did, I apologize. And if you think it's hard to quit cable, it is hard to quit these sites.
So when you click through to make a commitment, there's fine print that they get their hooks into
No, they ask you to call. And on the other end of that call is somebody that they hired from a bazaar in Calcutta saying, sir,
there's no way you can sever this relationship. We will send one of our people out to your house to speak to
even
your
better.
Bride.
That's not what I pictured. I pictured, hi, this is Lester Bang. I understand you were speaking to my brother.
No, and if I'm going to compliment a business, they came down to where, like, how about this? After about 30 minutes, the guy was pleasant enough. I was like, look, right. man, I don't need this in my life right now. Everything's free on the internet. Why would I ever pay right. for it? Finally got around to that. This is almost a year ago now. He said, how about this? We'll charge you 10% of the price for the rest of the year in one lump sum. I said, that's my monthly fee, roughly, for 1 month. He goes, so at the end, when I kept saying no, 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 they gave me my last year, which I think is going to run out soon. It'll be a sad day.
Well,
my last year for, I think, roughly $40.
But then is it going to recur at the regular price again?
No,
or are you
it's
done?
Over. It is over.
They just wanted $40 more.
They just wanted.
Can I ask
to
this question? Because, all right, yeah. one last question yes. about this. So, you and how much time do we have, Rob? Do we have a minute?
Yeah,
or
we
two
have a minute.
Here?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So, one last question regardless. Okay. You're right about this fact that they offer all this stuff. You can get these little clips constantly for free everywhere, like 50 different places. You can get these places for free outside of, the computer viruses.
The malware situation has gotten worse. Yes.
And being kicked to, somebody in Amsterdam that's, lying on a heart-shaped couch. You know, you can do that. My question is, what separates the experience? What paying for it? What was the reason in the first place? Variety?
Well, no.
Quality?
No. Day one, and remember, Mike, when this became prevalent, it was a upload and download situation. Like, you couldn't just go and get 4K.
And click on something.
Right.
And I also was an early adapter to technology, so I had an HD panel. And you could only get HD at that point in my world.
So
if
it
you
started for you just to see better better clarity.
Sheer pixels. I wanted to see how it was shot.
Man, she's got some great pixels, ladies and gentlemen.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
The best of O'Mara.
You know what that music means. From Pahrump, Nevada, the man, the legend, one of the finest handicappers in all of sports, and a man who will guide you through your fantasy football league in this very confusing NFL season. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Nicholas Nicky Diamond. Nicky!
Yay!
Woo! Yippee-ki-yay, fellas!
Love it when you get all Western on us, Nicky. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm great. I'm ready for week three. Sorry about missing you last week. Got slammed over here at the old 9-to-5. You know how it is? I'm working, man.
Yeah, well, you know what, Nicky? Based on your situation financially in the previous years, I'm delighted to hear that you have gainful employment. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. I don't mind if I just sip this delicious Moroccan mint green tea made daily by Pahrump Valley Roasters.
Okay, Nicky, we've talked about it again. You can't do the product placement in our show. We have deals with it. We just did a product placement.
Yeah, what if we have another coffee company we're working
with?
Come on,
man.
Nicky, what is your 9-to-5? Are you working at the roaster shop? Is that what you're doing?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, God, here we go.
.com, yes. 301 South Oxbow Avenue, units 5 through 8. We take it over the block, baby.
Wow, three storefronts, Mike.
Nicky, I asked you a direct question. I asked you if you're working full time. Are you working at the coffee shop?
Oh, you know, yes, I'm working there. It's a little bit inconsistent hours right now, but
barista. You're a barista. You said that last week.
Yes. What's that? Anyway, I was wondering if I could get a fruitcake, Spurlock. Is that still on the table?
I'm sorry. The deadline has been met. We can no longer sell fruitcakes, Nick.
That's too bad. What if we did a trade? I'm a bit of a baker myself. I've auditioned for the British Baking Show 5 straight years now.
What are you baking?
The Great British Baking Show? You auditioned for that?
I'm curious. The British Baking Show.
The Great British Baking Show.
The Great British. Well, Nikki, what's your specialty, brother?
The sticky buns. Sticky Nikki.
Did you come close to winning, or what happened with that little situation?
No, I've never got a reply for my submission tape, but whatever. Maybe it's a racism against America.
I don't think so, Nikki. I don't think it works that way. What is the secret to your delicious sticky buns?
Butterscotch. Butter and scotch, not.
Nikki Diamond, I had no idea you were a baker. Do you bake at your group home that you live in, at the house you share with the fraternity boys?
They don't deserve my delicious home-cooked meals, those friggin' animals, those savages, those beasts. They will get nothing from me.
Okay, calm down, Nikki.
6 days late every month.
The rest late all the time.
All the time.
Nikki, it's time to move on to the NFL. I don't even have the games in front of me. I know last week, Nikki, was a bit of a confusing week in the NFL. It was a little rough.
Well, you know, week two, you think you learned something from week one, and then week two, you find out you don't know squat. So that's the way the NFL is. They don't really play guys in the preseason. It's a feeling out process. Starting in this week and next, we'll start to see who's really who.
That's exciting, Nikki. I'm looking forward to it. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Any insight on your Washington Redskins or our Washington Redskins?
Yeah.
1-1. It looked like they had a fantastic opener for the season, and then they all fell apart. They fell apart.
Look, they play better on the road. They come home. The stadium's just a dump. The half empty. It is lifeless. The other team, the Colts, they're desperate. The luck, you know, got one game under his belt. They came out with a great game plan, and they really just beat him up. This week, it's Green Bay. You got Aaron Rodgers, but he's on one leg. The Redskins, I think they'll play better than last week, but I see it's hard to defeat Aaron Rodgers.
What is the spread that you see happening? Will it be a Packers victory?
They will play it close. It's a 2.5-point spread. I see that Packers get a late touchdown to pull away and win this 24-7.
Mm. I forget which team is your team, but are you rooting for Oakland these days? What's your story?
I'm rooting for whatever makes me money, Bermuda Boy. You should know that. We know you don't have your favorite podcast. It's all about the cash.
Nikki, I got to ask you about my beloved New York Giants. They're having a rough start again. Eli, yes, not getting it done again. This week, it's the Texans, I believe. Isn't that right?
Well, 2-0-2 teams. Neither team has gotten good quarterback play. Look, the thing with the Giants is they have no quarterback, no offensive line. It doesn't matter who you have at running back. They're not going to be any good with that combination.
So yeah, that's true.
I think that they will bounce back this week. I think they have too many explosive guys on offense. And Beckham will break through, and it'll be an ugly game. But I see your Giants, Mike. You're very loyal. You always stay with one team your whole life. They will pull through and go to 1-2.
Oh, I'm very glad to hear that. That'll make it a game that I like. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
And one question. Will Cleveland finally win a game this week? Will they give that Bud Light to the town of Cleveland?
You know what? If you want to pick Cleveland, their defense has been outstanding.
That's tonight.
Tonight, baby.
Tonight!
Tonight. You know what? The Browns, what are they, 1-36 or something in the last two years. I say it's Thursday Night Football! Hey, Cleveland, it's a miracle. You're going to win a game. Brownies, baby, they're going to do it. They're going to bring in Baker Mayfield at halftime. He's going to come in for Tyrod Taylor. Lead him to the victory. Cleveland's going to go crazy. They're going to have a parade on Monday. It's the Browns.
Man, he normally only gets excited after either the carry or the Merle.
That's right.
We haven't even gotten to that yet. Nikki, what do you want to do first, the carry or the Merle?
Or your pick of the week.
So many, yeah, I
so
always
many
forget.
Great options. It's almost like picking between a fruitcake or a...
Send me the script.
Let's go with the Merle. The state of Florida is 6-0. They have 3 2-0 teams.
Amazing.
The Raiders this week travel all the way from Oakland. Eventually, they'll be traveling from my town, Vegas, all the way to Miami. It'll be hot. It's a 1 p.m. game. They'll be on jet lag. They will be half asleep. The Dolphins, giving 3 points. They're going to win easy, 27-13. Merle. It's a definite. It's a sure thing, baby. Dolphins defeat the Raiders. Chucky 0-3. Suck it. You could have been in the booth, bitch.
Wow. Do you have a sleeper? Do you have a carry this week?
Yes. Don't sleep on this player. Matt Breida, San Francisco 49ers running back. Their main guy got hurt in preseason. McKinnon, this guy's come out of nowhere. They're playing the Chiefs. They're going to have to score the ball. It's going to be a shootout. Breida will get 100 yards and a touchdown. But your diamond pick of the week.
There it is.
The Vikings, they're playing the Bills. It's going to be, sorry, Jimmy Cerrito. If you had fruitcake on your recipe, the restaurant would be doing better. But it's going to be a rough year for the Bills. The Vikings are going to destroy them. Stephon Diggs has been the main guy, but this week is his counterpart, Adam Thielen, 150 yards and a touchdown against the lousy Bills. The Vikings are going to roll. Thielen, the target pick of the week. He's going to light them up.
There he goes. Wow, you can tell he's working in a caffeinated environment. Yeah, Thank you, Nikki.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.